This next exercise is called My Preferences, and it really is a cool one to do. So when I started to work on manifesting things for myself, I realized that it was just starting to be really effortless. But sometimes I would manifest things and I'd think, oh, I don't really want that anymore, or it's not quite what I expected. So I started working with clients and doing this My Preferences exercise instead. And this is just another way of building your manifesting muscle. And it is particularly good if you feel like sometimes goals feel a bit masculine and a bit gung-ho, and you want a bit of a gentler approach. So this exercise is definitely for you. So remember when we did our Wheel of Life exercise and we looked at the 8 areas in your life? So go to the page in your manual where it says My Preferences, and you'll see that same list again, but this time in a table. And we're going to look at what are your preferences in these areas. So the difference really between preferences and goals here, if you don't particularly have anything specific that you want, say for example, you don't really care what kind of car you have, or you don't really care where you live, but you have a few preferences around it, and then you have some deal breakers as well. So this becomes really fun because most of us actually know what we don't want, and then we kind of have a vague idea about what we do want. So let's start from the top. Okay, so we have money. Now, whatever you scored for money in the Wheel of Life, now we're going to be looking at actually what you want around money. So again, in the preferences column, I want you to write down things that you would like to have around money in your life. So anything in your life that actually does represent money. So it could be your salary, it could be investments, it could be income, it could be savings in your life, anything that relates to money. So under preferences, I would like you to write down your preferences. So it could be, you know, I would like to have $5,000 in my savings account. I would like to have investments totaling $1 million. Whatever it is for you around money. And then in the deal breakers, I want you to jot down a few things that you don't want. So for example, debt. Debt could be a deal breaker for you. So it could be zero debt is your deal breaker, or it could be anything more than $10,000 in debt is your deal breaker. The next area is love. So this is, again, the relationships, the romantic love, your partner, your boyfriend, your marriage, your lovers, anything like that. So under preferences, what would you like? Would you prefer to be in a relationship right now? Would you prefer to be married? Would you prefer to be single or divorced? Just write down some of your preferences that you would like to have in that area. And then in the deal breakers, what is a real deal breaker for you? So say, for example, you are single and you want to manifest your soulmate. So I would like you to write down, you know, what are some deal breakers around that? So it could be, you know, he has to be a non-smoker. That is a deal breaker for me. Or it could be, you know, I have to spend every weekend with my husband. Maybe that's not happening at the moment. Okay, so the next area was friends and family. So again, what would your preferences be here? So would you prefer to have more friends in your life? Would you prefer to see your family more or less than you actually do? Would you like to have a best friend that you see occasionally? What are some of your preferences around this area? And then what are your deal breakers? So it could be that from now on, you aren't going to spend time with friends or family who are negative, who put you down, who are unhealthy, anything that you just don't want to put up with any longer in that area. Next is fun. So remember, this is all the things in your life that make your heart happy. So what are some of the hobbies that you would prefer to do in your life? What sort of things would you like to spend your time on? What would really like make your heart sing? What would just make you feel alive on the weekends? And then what are your deal breakers around this area and things that you are no longer putting up with? So it could be you're not going to put up with demands on your time anymore on the weekend. So, you can free yourself up now to do exciting activities. Or it could be that you drop something you actually don't like to do anymore, that you're just doing out of obligation. The next area is health, and this is a great one. So if you could choose, and you can, but if you could choose exactly your preferences for your health, what would it be? So what would your weight be if you could choose? What would your appearance be? How would you feel? How would you feel in the morning? How would you sleep at night? And then jot down some of your deal breakers. So it could be you're no longer willing to be overweight, or you're no longer willing to have less than 8 hours sleep every night. You're no longer willing to eat food that's bad for you, or drink alcohol if you don't want to. The next area is business and career. So what would your preferences be? So for example, if you're in a job at the moment, would you prefer to work for yourself? Would you prefer to work 3 days a week? Would you prefer to move overseas and do a job overseas? Would you prefer to take a sabbatical? And then what are your deal breakers around your career and your business? Could be that you don't want to work with a particular client anymore, or a particular type of client that you don't want to work with anymore. Maybe your deal breaker is around your salary or your prices. Jot down everything that you can think of. The next area is personal growth. So again, if you had all the time and money in the world, what would you prefer to do around your personal growth? So in this area, you could jot down mentors that you'd want to work with, courses that you'd like to do, different skill sets that you would like to pick up. Maybe you'd like to meditate every day or work with a particular coach, do a particular qualification. And then what are your deal breakers around this area? So it could be that you're no longer willing to do a course that you don't love. It could be that you are going to stop working with a particular person. It might even be that you are going to stop doing an activity that stops you from meditating or doing things that you really like to do. And then the last area is making a difference. So remember, this was really, really personal about how you wanted to make a difference in your life. So given unlimited preferences, what would you prefer to do? Would you like to donate money to a charity? Would you like to work with a particular charity? Would you like to do something in your neighborhood or your community that makes a difference? And then what are your deal breakers around this area? So for example, if it's around charity, maybe your deal breaker is that you will no longer work with a particular type of charity, or you will no longer work with a charity unless it's about children or about the environment. What are your own parameters around that area? So gorgeous, that's how you do it. It is really, really fun just to write down your preferences and deal breakers. At first you might think, well, it's not really that specific. Again, this exercise is just to get you looking at what would you prefer if you had a choice. And then you can go on to one of the other exercises and get even more specific. This exercise builds your ability to think about what's possible. And when you stretch your mind to what's possible, you're going to activate that part of your brain, the reticular activating system, that will start to filter those opportunities for you. So that's the whole idea of this exercise. It's about building that inevitable magnetism that's bringing your goals to you. And lastly, gorgeous, when you've done this exercise, we're going to get even more specific on your goals. So I would love to hear some of your preferences and some of your deal breakers. So make sure you come over to my Facebook wall and tell me all about it. I would love to hear them.